currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Connie Turman at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Connie.
Hi, my name is Connie Turman, and welcome to Currently Kirkland, coming to you every week with the latest in what's going on in Kirkland. The second furlough day of the year for city employees will occur on May 28th. The city of Kirkland, like many cities, is experiencing significant budget problems due in large part to the current economic conditions and the failure of the private utility tax increase in the November 2009 election. On May 28th, all city offices, with the exception of the police, fire, and the municipal court, will be closed. The Youth Council has a new video about going green. The video shares the different views of global warming and explains many tips about how you can go green. Here is the preview of the Kirkland Youth Council's We've Got Issues episode, Going Green.
Whoa! Hey, Charlie.
Hey, guys. I wonder how we could go green.
Well, that's a good question, but one I don't have an answer for.
Well, maybe we should find out.
Definitely.
Hey, well, let's meet back here tomorrow and look at the information we find.
All right, because the Earth's in our hands is really not something to play around with.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow.
See ya.
Hey, isn't that green guy?
He looks like he's headed out shopping.
I wonder where he's going.
PCC.
Of course, green guy would shop at Green Company.
I'm looking for food.
So, close the door, you're wasting energy.
But I'm hungry.
So keep a list on the outside so you know what's in there.
Huh. You know what, that's actually a pretty good idea.
Well, these blackberries are invasive plants, so by removing them, it allows the native plants here to grow.
I like invasive removal because it's a way that you can do environmental work, work on a team, and get something done that has immediate impacts.
With a couple of friends in a local park, it doesn't take that much work working together to help clean up your park and help your community.
But what do I do now? How can I find out more?
Well, come along and join us at one of our Green Kirkland Partnership work parties. We have them monthly. And you can find out about those and also a lot of other sustainable practices at greenkirkland.org.
Greenkirkland.org.
But what will I do with all these bags?
Recycle them, of course.
You can do that?
Yeah, at your local grocery store. In fact, let's go there right now.
Come on.
What about this one? This is a cutting board. It can also be countertop. Any guesses what that's made out of?
Feels like a little bit more plastic. Maybe bottles?
It is.
Jugs here?
Yes. This is made out of recycled plastic laundry detergent jugs.
Most fast food is overpackaged. And most fast food companies are responsible for producing mountains of trash.
By avoiding fast food whenever possible, we can reduce this needless waste.
To cut down pollution and help Kirkland go green, you can find alternatives to using your car, riding the bus, carpooling and walking.
And biking are a few ways you can stay fit and help the environment.
It's a bird! It's a plane! No, it's a green guy!
To watch the Youth Council's video, go to the city's homepage and click On Demand Programming. King County Executive Dow Constantine made a visit to Kirkland earlier this month. The city officials took him on a tour of Kirkland focusing on connections, both transportation connections and connections between King County and the city of Kirkland. The executives and his staff were hosted by Mayor Joan McBride, council members Bob Sternoff and Doreen Marchone, and city staff. The executives' tour of Kirkland included a stop at the South Kirkland Park and Ride, where they discussed potential transit-oriented development, a stop at the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Line, and a stop at Downtown Kirkland Transit Center to discuss the many construction projects in the downtown area. The executive's visit was ended with a meeting at City Hall, where he was able to talk with city officials about annexation and other pressing issues. The Seattle International Film Festival will be holding a free screening of The Triplets of Belleville on May 29th. The screening will take place at Juanita Beach Park on the North Lawn. The show will start at 9 p.m. and be sure to bring your lawn chairs and blankets. For more information about the screening, go to www.siff.net and in the search box, type The Triplets of Belleville. The race for the new city manager continues as the city council has picked its two final candidates for the position. The finalists are Kirk Triplett, former interim King County executive, and Dave Zabel, current City Yakima assistant city manager. The council will hold a special meeting on May 25th to conduct further interviews with the candidates and may announce their final selection in the open session meeting. Are you looking for something fun to do this summer? Kirkland Summer Softball Leagues are gearing up to start in June. Whether you are a seasoned player or just looking for a great way to meet new people and stay healthy, one of the many division offerings is sure to be a fit. The city is offering three men's divisions, a lower, middle, and upper division, as well as a co-ed rec division. The teams will play seven doubleheaders for a total of 14 games at Crestwoods Park Ball Field, transitioning to the Lee Johnson Field to finish out the season playing under the lights. The days and games and times vary depending on which division you choose to sign up for. For more information or to register, go to www.kirklandparks.net. The Seven Hills of Kirkland bike ride event is happening on Memorial Day, May 31st. The Seven Hills of Kirkland is a biking event that helps benefit the Kirkland Interfaith Transitions in Housing, or better known as KITH. KITH is a nonprofit organization of neighbors creating housing solutions for individuals and families threatened by homelessness in East King County. The Seven Hills of Kirkland takes bicyclists on one of three scenic routes in Kirkland. The traditional Seven Hills route covers seven major hills in Kirkland in a 40-mile long loop. The metric century route adds four more hills in addition to the traditional route, and the full century route covers 14 hills in 100 miles. The Seven Hills of Kirkland is not a race, but a way for participants to have fun while helping others. To register for the Seven Hills of Kirkland or to learn more information, go to www.sevenhillskirkland.org. A generous donation has been made to the City of Kirkland by Artec. Artec is a provider of care and preservation of artwork. They are generously donating maintenance and protective care to the city's public art of Kirkland. Artec will begin cleaning the public art at the end of July to give them a good polish and wax. So keep your eyes peeled for sparkling statues coming in Kirkland. Remember, you can access any of our programs on the web. Just visit the city's homepage and click Watch On Demand Programming. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have a news tip, suggestion, or any comments, please send them to kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.